The Carnival Development Corporation, CDC, has launched a touchdown activity at the Argyle International Airport. The touchdown was launched yesterday to allow visitors and returning nationals to get a sample and a reminder of activities and places they can visit while here. Chief Executive Officer of the CDC, Rodney Small, tells NBC News that the touchdown activation will also be used to collect data.
This is really an opportunity for us to collect some data, right, for persons who are coming in, so we can have that engagement and remind them about events, remind them about activities, remind them about places that they can go, places that they can go and get some food and stuff like that. So it's really to collect a lot of data and also to give you that first experience, to say to you that this is who we are, this is what we are about, not just for persons returning home, but also for first-timers to be here who are coming to be a part of whatever, because not everybody is going to be coming for Carnival, right? It's really to present those persons who are coming in with that force and experience. And it is also a part of our quest to really create a great environment and a great atmosphere and let people feel good again to be Vinci, to be from St. Vincent and the Grenadines. There are going to be a lot of nostalgic things that are going to happen in this activation. And we are going to also twin it with some culinary arts. So there's some food that you know you haven't got in a long time that you're going to experience. So it's really about creating that environment and giving persons a sense of belonging and appreciation for who we are.
Small says persons coming to the AIA would be greeted by officials from the CDC and would be given personalized notes thanking them for coming to St. Vincent and the Grenadines and Vinci Mass.
And then as you come off the A Bridge or you come off the ground, you're going to be greeted with some elements of our culture. From different times as we're rotating, you're going to meet, of course, our boom drum. You're going to meet some of our characters, not just Carnival characters. You're going to meet, obviously, some masqueraders in costumes. You're going to meet some pan players. So at different elements at different times, because we're not only doing it on Wednesdays, we're actually doing it on Wednesdays and Sundays. So from different times, the creative directions will rotate, right? But you're going to meet different elements of our culture. You're going to meet an elaborate set design in the airport in terms of the decor and different elements of our craftsmanship from our mask builders and our creative persons. And then, of course, we're going to create an entire journey. So as you come off the air bridge, you move into immigration, different things are going to happen at different times.
The CDC CEO says at every single point at the AIA arrivals, visitors and returning nationals will be greeted by some element of Vincentian culture. He adds that there would also be a culinary experience.
Every single point, there is something that is going to happen, something that is going to remind you of who we are as a nation, as citizens and the Grenadines. And of course, as I mentioned, the culinary arts, you're going to get things like fudge, sugar cake, dukana, red belly, cassava, a little rum punch, I mean, a little Hyrule bear, a little this, a little that. So again, to give you that holistic experience. And as I said, while we do that, we want to collect information. We want to find out from you, why are you here? What are you look forward to? What do you have interest in? What are some of your desires? What are some of the things that would be appealing to you? So we also have a team who is going to be collecting information so that, again, we can meet the needs of our people who are coming, not just for Vinci Mass, but for anything that is cultural that is going to happen after Vinci Mass.
Chief Executive Officer of the CDC, Rodney Small. With today's Carnival Update, I'm Colvin Harry. It's for the love of Carnival.